The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
People, welcome to Throwdown, episode 127. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, what up?
Adam Vail.
Oh, yeah.
And Brian Munjoma.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing at 3 a.m. over there, man?
Fucking tired.
I'm telling you, man, you motherfuckers don't appreciate, like, Brian, like, sacrificing his sleep, man, for this show, man. I'm telling you. You know, we don't know where Brett is. Hopefully, he'll show up later on, you know. Before we start, a couple of things here. I want to give a shout-out to the Multiverse Show. Manny, you were on there this week.
Yes, I was.
So tell us how that came about.
Oh, it's funny. We met the guys from Multiverse at E3 last year. And yeah. I remember me and you were complimenting on how awesome their shirts were.
You know what's funny? Because I was watching, you know, your interview part, and I was like, I don't remember that shit.
Yeah, they had these really, at the time, they had these really awesome embroidered shirts, like all of them. So you knew where they were from. They had their little cool coat of arms on it. So we were just talking, and he was saying, like, he sent me a message, like, yo, man, I've been trying to get in contact with
Anchorman,
you.
Anchorman, by the way, he's talking about Anchorman, yeah.
He said, yo, man, I wanted to get in contact with you because, I wanted to have you on the show to talk comics and video games and stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm down. I'm apparently, I get so many emails per day. It's not even fucking funny. Like, from my job, from all kinds of other different projects I'm working on. So a lot of times, sometimes if someone, asks, like, you know, I'll get jobs that come through and I just can't get to them right away. So sometimes that falls through. But anyway, you know, he was able to contact me through Twitter and, on a message. And we just closed it up really quickly. I think we finished it up on, we talked about it on Thursday. And then, we talked about a Monday thing. And then that was it. Here we go.
Nice. What was interesting about that is one of the guys on the show, right, is Chris's boy, Mike P. The Truth.
Uh-oh. Lordy.
You know, but I heard he was behaving. He was behaving, though. You know,
he seemed fine to me, but then again, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of some epic battles between you, Chris, and he. So
there was only one battle with him and Chris because he blocked Chris after that.
Oh, really?
Because Chris has spit too much truth, bro. You know,
well, if he didn't bring it up, maybe he forgot about it.
No, he knows. He knows. But me and Mike get into it at least once a week. You know,
I guess he likes the. I mean, well, it says on his thing he's kind of a Nintendo Xbox person, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, he says he likes PlayStation, but you know.
Hey, listen. You people have their preferences. That's all, you can't stop that.
By the way, Anchorman, congratulations to him. He got a PlayStation 4. One of the fans gave it to him.
No, not one of the fans. It was the guys from the show that bought it for
him. Really? I thought it was one of the fans.
Yeah, they both. Crazy. No, man, they both chipped in. They got him a PlayStation 4. I was like, oh man, that's so cool. So yeah,
that's
awesome.
Real gamers,
and
real gamers.
I was in my head at the time. You want to hear what I was thinking in my head? I'm like, wait, there are people that don't own at least one of these consoles? I'm like, all right, I'm gonna leave that alone. I won't say anything. Oh. It's too cool.
Well, I'm sure we're gonna see a lot more things popping up.
But I think we come from a, just because we do podcasts doesn't exactly mean we're all getting, crazy amounts of money to do these things. So obviously there's going to be people out there who probably couldn't afford the console. So, I mean, to be honest, it's the coolest thing ever to have, to hear something like that. Or you're just some friend just chipping in money to do that. I mean, I did that for a friend pretty recently. I think it was like for Christmas or something like that. Me and my other friend just kind of chipped in money to kind of get him this statue that he really wanted. So, but yeah, nice. It was awesome.
Hey, and listen, the PlayStation 4 is really cheap now, so you know, I'm pretty sure it was easy for them, all those guys, to chip in, you know. Sure, I'll bring that up later on, by the way.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a few sites popping up for people to chip in and buy their Xbox friends that play Destiny, you know, a PS4. So
we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But before we head to the main topic, okay, so we have one more copy. By the way, if you saw my camera going off, that's because I ran off to get this shit. Always keep forgetting it. We have one more copy to give away of Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America, which gives you the history of Nintendo from the beginning up until the Wii, right? So we have one more to give away. We're going to have yet another hard game for you to choose and stuff.
It may not be that hard, but okay,
We'll see.
About the playing cards? Does it go that far back?
I think, yeah, it covers the playing cards.
The escort service?
Yeah.
That's right. Movies.
Yo, we're going to talk about console wars later on at the show, man, because Adam, you feeling the same shit I was feeling when I was
Yeah, man. I've been spreading the word, too, because, I mean, a lot of people are like, what, really? I mean, there's a lot of crazy facts in there. When that movie comes out, I looked it up. It's in production. And when that movie comes out, it's going to open up a lot of eyes.
Because I'll talk about it later on, but my friend Tatiana, who you guys know from the Coalition, she was talking to Tom Kalinske because I said, like, you know who would be a good person to play him in the movie? Ryan Gosling, because he's like the hottest thing right now, right? You get him, mm-hmm. Yeah, young Tom Kalinske, it could work, but we'll talk about that later on. But let's get to the main topic here. This is going to be very interesting because none of us are exactly huge fans of this, but let's see what happens, right? Destiny 2. Okay. Are you guys with me that, okay, because last week they, you know, leaked the posters. I don't think that was a real leak. I think Activision purposely put that out there, man. Like, it felt too contrived. You know what I'm saying?
They've done too many of these supposed leaks before. If you get that many leaks and you got problems, you know what I mean? So it's not leaks. These are feelers. You know, they're pushing them out there just to get the reaction, get the buzz. You know, and then once everybody's listening, or looking in,
They got Destiny 2? What?
And then lo and behold, they have a full-on CGI trailer waiting in the wings.
Yeah,
a lot of people really thought that this was never going to happen. People thought said Destiny, it was going to be seasons, you know, season two, season three. They never saw this coming.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up because remember when Destiny was first announced, they flat out said Destiny is going to be a 10-year game that we're going to update over 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, and again, Throwdown always does this shit. We were like, watch them come out with a Destiny 2.
Yep.
Look what happened.
What they did. I like one thing I do like find hilarious about that trailer though. Is that literally in the beginning of the trailer? They're like, yes, everything blew up, and you lost everything.
Yeah.
Literally, they say you can't, you have nothing from the, like, where he's like, oh yeah, all my stuff got blown up and everything. So I was like, okay, so that means you're going to be starting as a blank slate. That kind of sucks, especially if you spent like thousands of hours looking for all the stupid loot and shit. Right?
Anybody here play? Because this is linked to your comment, Manny. Anybody here play World of Warcraft?
That would have been a Brett question.
I'm just
wondering, did they do that? Did they wipe? Because, I mean, I can't imagine every time they release those other versions.
No, they don't. Because World of Warcraft is the same World of Warcraft. There is no World of Warcraft 2.
Yeah, I played in 2004 or 5 when it came out, and I'm pretty sure if I started up right now, I can access my character and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't even go that route of wiping everything. I mean...
No. So, but the thing about World of Warcraft is that they have done incremental upgrades of the game. Like, in other words, now you play World of Warcraft, they actually updated all the graphics. Like, they put in new models, everything's a higher resolution and stuff like that. Because obviously, what was it, a 10-year-old game?
Yeah, older.
A 10-year-old game is not, you know, or older, can't really hold up nowadays. So, but I feel like, you know, a lot of people feel like maybe Destiny 2 is kind of like a redo.
That's what I feel. I think Destiny 2 may be what Destiny 1 was meant to be. Because remember, they gutted the story of the first game almost at the last minute.
Wasn't that what they said with Taken King? Taken King should have been the original.
Yeah, all of them were supposed to be but none of them were, you know. But here's what I want to talk about. Again, because, you know, there's not really much to say here. It's coming out September 8th. There's going to be a beta. All this other shit, right?
You know what else used to come out during that date? Halo.
Halo?
September's. Yeah. Right? The first week, that used to be Halo time.
Yeah, there's a couple of things we're going to cover here because it's just interesting. But I find it, always find it interesting. This goes back to the original Destiny, right? Destiny's, like, advertisements have a completely different tone than the actual game, right? Like, the advertisements are always very lighthearted, kind of fun, like you saw the new trailer. Then the games are just overtly serious, you know? Like, what is going on here? Like, will Destiny 2 finally have that kind of tone? You know, I don't know. It's weird, you know? Manny, what do you think about that?
I kind of didn't like that. I thought that trailer was a little bit insulting, to be honest.
Really?
Where it's like you have that one guy, he's like, yes, we will, you know, it's essentially what's his face from
Watch that again.
What the hell's that guy's name? Fringe. The guy from Fringe, from John Wick. The guy who was in I can't remember his name. John was Wick? That?
Captain Broyles.
Neo? Yes,
yeah. Broyles, man. Broyles, man. It's Broyles. So it's him again, but now he's playing Kratos. Or Destiny Kratos. He's playing Blue Kratos. But he's like, it's a him. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Like, and then all of a sudden, it's like you have Deadpool. The other guy.
Yep. But the thing, even with the first Destiny, they did shit like that. You know, they had those kind of really kind of like, you know, more whimsical kind of like trailers. And then the game's just like, I don't have time to tell you. Shit like that, you know? Very interesting. But the thing is, I do want to talk about that real quick, though. Do you think this game, do you think Destiny, I mean, Bungie is essentially going to be what they were last gen? You saw how big Destiny was. You think this game is going to be even more successful than that one?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is that, like, that just depends on what, if people are willing to go along with it. See,
if it's more of the same, that's the thing. If it's more of the same, then I think people will walk away. They need to introduce a whole new experience, new gameplay, new schematics, a whole new process, as opposed to just keep going down the same tunnel deeper and deeper and unlocking different parts. They're gonna have
I disagree. I think.
Yeah, go ahead, Carlos. I think Carlos is gonna say exactly what I'm thinking. Go ahead.
Yo, man, Bungie found the fucking crack formula, man. They know exactly what it takes to sell these people into a product, man. Like, the whole reason why there's a Destiny 2 and they're not doing their 10-year mission on the one game is because they knew if they just kept releasing DLCs, they would have just, like, it would have lost steam within time. So they're just going to do, like, kind of I don't know, but I'm just spewing out words, but, like, maybe like a Destiny 1.5-ish kind of thing. Right, and yeah,
I don't know. I don't. This is what I expect because again, all the people that I know that play Destiny, they don't want an overhaul. They like it exactly as it is. I think this is going to be the exact same game, only with a story. That's going to be the only difference. This is going to be the same like Brett calls it, the carrot and the stick type of gameplay. You know, where it just leads you along, giving you incremental little things just to keep you going and going and going and going. Like that, like you said, it's a formula. They find that formula. Give you just enough that where you're like, fuck, I want more, you know, not to the point where you're like, fuck, this isn't good enough.
I don't think they found that formula. I think
yes, they did.
Grand Theft Auto found that formula.
There's still people on my PSN playing this fucking game.
Buying.
Yes. Yeah, Grand
Theft Auto is still being sold. People are still buying the game, you know, and they're still releasing content. They found the magic touch and the magic formula. Destiny's not up there. The people playing it are the people that were still playing it when it launched.
Hold on, what are you talking about?
I hear about new people.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Grand Theft Auto 5, the fact that whole online world that they created and how they still have content coming out and people still buy the game world. It's not to play the single player, it's to play online. GTA online changed everything. They found the magic touch.
Yeah, but GTA was the biggest franchise ever since I was a freaking kid, man. So like...
But that's what I'm saying. But Destiny hasn't hit that point. You don't ever see it on the top of the charts when it comes to sales.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
You're not bringing new blood in. You know what I mean?
It's going to be the game that's going to put it over the top.
It depends. We have to see more. We can't go based off of that.
I still believe that, again, people like sequels, man. This game could be the exact same shit, just with a story, and people will buy it up like crazy.
But how do we even know they're going to even do the story?
Well, that's what they're claiming, you know? I'm not saying they are going to do it. That's what they're claiming now. You know,
they need to make those maps look different, man. I don't want to go from the moon to Earth or the moon, whatever, the moon to Mars or whatever, and both of them look the same.
It's like Broken Wasteland number one and Broken Wasteland number two.
I find it funny how like Destiny was promising this grand epic space opera type thing, right? And you're literally relegated to the first three planets of the solar system. Come on, man. What the fuck is that? So I'm hoping this game you really get to go all across the galaxy and universe or however, you know, far they
What is the fucking Guardians? Who are those people? Like, what is that stupid, like, the giant orb? You know, they don't go into any of that shit.
Yeah, so hopefully, unless you go online, you know, to the fucking site.
Yeah, it's like when you bought like Doom or you bought like Quake, and all the story was in the text file.
Yeah.
So weird. Yeah, I remember that. You click this link and on the Xbox it would bring up the web browser and take you to the website. I'm like, you just took me out of the fucking game to read some BS profile that you made.
Yeah. So yeah, I got asked, obviously, even though I think I know the answer. Is anybody here even excited for Destiny 2?
No.
Manny, I'm gonna use your line. They're not gonna catch me with that rope a dope again, man.
No way, man. I played that first demo. I know what I was in for, and I know it's probably gonna be the same shit.
Yep. They can't radically change the formula. Go ahead.
When is Red Dead 2 supposed to drop?
This fall.
When someone thinks about if that comes out around that time, or if you know it's coming before or after, who's gonna jump on Destiny? If you're gonna get into a big world and you know Red Dead is gonna introduce their own GTA type online service, people are gonna jump on Red Dead.
Yeah, but like you said, GTA 5 is outselling Destiny right now, but there's still a lot of people playing Destiny.
Yeah, but those are people playing Destiny. I don't see them just jumping over. I don't know. Even if they do, I don't think it's going to be a new audience. I think it's a niche group. It's one of those.
It's not a niche group, Adam.
Niche group. No, but think about it. They've put it on sale. We've looked at the MPDs. We've seen the charts. We never see it up even in the top 10, even when they go on sale with those big bundles.
I'm pretty sure that Destiny is like in top 10, top 15 games sold this generation. I'm pretty sure it would show up.
Yeah, just because it is in NPDs every month doesn't mean that it's not like insanely like, you know, successful. And again, the fact that go to your PSN. Most dudes there's so many dudes still playing this shit.
That's what I'm saying. There's plenty of people playing all kinds of stuff. It's just new people. It's what I'm saying. That's what brings the money, unless they have a bunch of
microtransactions. Well, this one could bring those new people you're thinking about then, you know?
Maybe.
Because, again, people like sequels. Like, oh, shit.
A lot of people got burned. I'm a lot of friends because I bought it on the Xbox, and I had a bunch of people. We were big into Halo. We love Bungie. We're like, yeah, let's get it. And then one by one, I started seeing people fall off. Yeah, they came back for Taken King, and I got ropey-doped on that, and then they're like, come on, get it. Went through it. And then again, like an hour or two, I'm like, this is the same shit. And I stopped, and I look every once in a while, and those same guys are playing Netflix and Hulu, and they're not on. So
I'm with you on that one. It's just funny because these same dudes tell me every time a new DLC comes out, Tony, you got to jump on Destiny right now. They totally changed it.
Yeah.
They didn't change shit. So that's why I make something for Destiny 2. Only difference is if Bungie is correct, they're going to throw a story in there. Other than that, gameplay, it's going to be the same shit. Nothing's going to change, bro.
Question. Do you think The Division is a big game?
No.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, if you think Division is a big game, Destiny trumps that in popularity.
That's another niche.
Okay. A lot of people play Division, though.
No, they play it, but it doesn't have that world. I mean, we saw how many people fell off it. You know, a lot of people.
I mean, the drop-off was quicker than Destiny. It definitely didn't have the power. People forgot about The Division, like, 3 months after it came out,
I think Destiny Division 2 will have all the fixings and they learn it from their mistakes. But
Destiny 2 can't?
I didn't say it's going to be big, though. They're going to learn from their mistakes. I still don't think. I mean, you have to prove yourself. You have to think about it.
Yeah, but it's Bungie, though.
We're all talking about how we're not even looking forward to this. So if it hasn't turned to any one of us, one out of everybody else here. So think of all the other people that have been burned by this. It was like, well, they need to see more before no one is going to blindly say, yeah, I'll take it.
But Adam, you got to understand, we're in the minority. I think we're the only people in the gaming space that hate Destiny.
Yep.
Oh no! Like I said, I looked at my.
I'm pretty sure every other podcast right now is sucking like this game's dick. You know,
I don't see it. Maybe they were all.
You gotta just look at things objectively, bro.
You know what? There's a better version of that.
I don't like fucking Destiny. I think it's gonna do gangbusters.
There is a better version of that game that's out called Borderlands 2, and.
That shit is mad old, though. Nobody playing Borderlands right now.
What's people playing that? I have more people on my list playing that than anything,
bro.
Yeah, man. Take a look. I'll send you
compared to Destiny. Come on, man.
Oh, I don't know about compared to Destiny. Bro. I don't care about Destiny. I'm talking. Yeah, about...
Come on, Adam. You're not even looking at this.
He's not even looking.
No, I'm not even looking.
I'm just like, man, there's a lot of Borderlands.
No, because that's an older game. That's an older game. So if I see an older game, you think Destiny's going to have legs like that?
GTA 5 is an older game, motherfuckers. Is
GTA 5 is special. I brought that up at the beginning.
That's GTA 5.
It's special. We all agree they're special. No one's figured out that online model like they have. That's crazy talk. Think about it. They're selling shit. That's microtransactions, and they're making dough.
Yeah, it's crazy, but you're right. I guess it is a special case.
Yeah,
you know?
Destiny's not even pulling that type of money. Everybody wish they can pull that money.
Yeah, but if we all compared everything to Grand Theft Auto, then everything's a failure.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Everything is. You gotta look at it in Nintendo's eyes. In Nintendo's eyes, everything would be a failure if GTA was their IP.
Everything, but we said
they would point to it. They were like, "Hey, do you make this money? Do you make? Oh, we got this number one game. Do you make this type of money like GTA? Still in the top five after fucking six whatever years? Do you make that money? No, you don't. Yeah. You can stop making all the other games right now. Think about that. Think about it. Right now. If Rockstar said, you know what? Yeah, Red Dead. Right now, we don't got time for that shit. We're just gonna keep making content for. They could probably get away with it.
Yeah,
they could get away with, but I think what helps them a lot is their long development cycles between the games.
Oh yeah, that definitely helps.
Like between the last Grand Theft Auto game, it's been a long time, and same thing with the last Red Dead game, it's been a long time.
I'm telling you, Rockstar's on Willy Wonka, man. Willy Wonka is Rockstar.
What the fuck?
Think about it. Like when they open up those doors, we all know some good candy's coming out. We're like, what? You know what I mean? We get hyped.
Yeah, we got away. One of the guys in the comments, Marky, who I believe is Mark, he goes, 99% of YouTubers are excited about Destiny 2. We're the only motherfuckers that don't care.
Sorry.
He's right.
Yeah. No, I got a lot of flack the other day when I posted at Tony's Take. I'm like, does anybody give a shit? What are you talking about?
The same people getting high on that freaking Nintendo Switch plastic smell. And I'm like, oh!
You put they licking the fucking
the cartridges.
Like, that whole thing I was telling you, like when people are like, oh yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm like, remember I brought up when I was telling you, it was like when the Vita launched, I had a whole integrated system with the Sony ecosystem. I had my friends list. I could chat with them. I could see the store. None of that shit came with the Nintendo. You got to use a third party app or whatever, the special app for the phone just to chat. Come on now.
Yeah, it's some bullshit.
Not finished.
But I want to move on to the other part of this conversation. This is the one I find the most fun because it always happens, right? Okay, so it was announced that Destiny 2's DLC will be exclusively on PlayStation 4 for a year, right?
Okay.
I think you know where this goes.
Uh-huh.
Xbox guys lost their fucking minds, bro. They got livid, you know? The usual cries, oh, it's anti-consumer, right? Now, I want to bring this up, right? Okay, so where were these guys when Call of Duty DLC was exclusive on Xbox for 3 months, right? They didn't say nothing. Dead Rising, the first Dead Rising, didn't come out on PlayStation until last year, right? Mass Effect didn't come out for a long fucking time. Saints Row, the first Saints Row, never came out on PlayStation ever.
But I thought there was
Ballad of Gate. Okay, the DLCs, Ballad of Gate, Tony, and the Biker one for GTA 4, they came out a year later, right? Rise of the Tomb Raider came out a year later. Dead Rising 4 will not be out on PlayStation until this year. Where were these guys talking about all this shit is anti-consumer? Where were these guys?
The issue that I'm seeing is not even that. I heard that there was some DLC that's never coming.
Yeah, no, we're going to talk about that because
that was an issue because I knew some people that would talk. They were, even now, some people are like, yo, I'm switching. I'm just going to, I'm switching my box. That's it. That makes no sense. But why? Why would they do that?
Money, exclusivity deals, bro. That's how it is, man.
No, exclusivity I get, but like to make a DLC that is never gonna cross over. Why do that? That's like you're cutting out your audience. You're just
You know what? Since we're talking about it, let's get to that, because their main grief, you know, one of their main griefs is, and I actually kind of agree with that. Basically, they're saying we don't know if we even will get this DLC, because a lot of the, you know, it's not a lot, but some of the DLC for the first Destiny that was promised for Xbox owners never came at all. So on that tip, I totally get it. That's fucked up, you know. But
aren't they hurting their own sales? Because think about that. It's like people that are like, shit, then if you're on the Xbox, you have only one other option. You either buy a PS4 and jump on it, or you just don't fucking buy the game at all and be like, you know what, I'm done with this franchise. I'm not going to get a whole new console just to play all the DLC that they're going to release later. Why would they do that?
Money, exclusivity, man. That's all mm-hmm. how it is. But again, it's like...
It's a
bunch of call, or is that Activision's call?
It's Sony's call.
It
would be Sony, because they paid money for it, obviously.
Yeah, the thing is that if Sony, like, just like with anything Xbox related, if Sony decided to chip in some development money, that's what they could be paying for. You know what I mean? Like, in other words,
I don't think they help with Activision money.
Like, well, I mean, how well the Call of Duty games sell, like, I doubt that they need like publishing money.
Yeah.
Oh no, I mean,
like what they did with Street Fighter V. They put in money for development for that.
Yeah, they pretty much put money in.
Yeah, for Capcom needed money.
Yeah. I mean, Capcom, and they have that other game that seemed to have mysteriously disappeared.
Or it's deep down
somewhere. Yeah, it's deep down, lost.
Deep down.
Yeah, but again, I just find it funny. It's like, okay, Xbox has been doing this exclusivity shit for years, right? And it was fine. But now that Sony's starting to do it, now it's bad. Now it's anti-consumer.
Here's the thing, is that both companies, everybody's acting like this is a new thing. Both companies have done this.
Yeah.
Fucking Sony did it with fucking Tomb Raider, right?
With the original Tomb Raider. Yeah, they locked the first one. Yep.
Exactly. They locked that whole damn thing down. So, yep. I mean, it's not a new thing that is going on here. It's all in effect to get people to spend money on these consoles,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and that's all it is.
There's
business, you know.
Yeah, it's just from what I've seen. A lot of people know it, but it's just
Business, but it's business, and there's, you know, it's not illegal.
It's
or
shitty.
Anything.
No, it's not, but still, just shitty in general.
Think about it, like, for Bungie.
We're doing this thing, and these guys think that it's acceptable. Like, it's not acceptable. It's just, it's tolerated because people don't want to, like, outcry about it.
No, because think about it. That means basically Bungie's saying money matters more to us than our fans of the game.
Yeah.
Because when they get interviewed, you know it's going to happen. When they start advertising, it's like, oh, this is some new footage of this game. So they're going to constantly get it from people like, so is that coming to Xbox? Is that coming to Xbox? You know what I mean? It's like, why? It's like, all right, fine. If year, whatever, 2 years, who gives? It's fine. But if it's never going to show up and it's important content, or if it's quality content that they're going to advertise and promote, it's not like, oh, it's an extra skin that's just exclusive. You know, it says PS4 on the outfit or something. But if it's important content, that's fucked up. That's a smack in the face to all the supporters of that game, especially to people on the Xbox, which is where Bungie made their name.
Yeah, but the thing is, where did Destiny make its name? On PlayStation. Maybe where the audience is. You know? You got to go with the audience. Just like Call of Duty. Where was Call of Duty hot last generation?
Xbox. Then don't make it for Xbox. Fuck it. Don't make it. Just make it all exclusive. You know what? You wanted this so bad. You know, bring the truck with the money. That's it. And take it.
But again, I just find it hilarious. I'm like, you guys weren't complaining about this shit last generation, but now suddenly it's a bad thing, right? Come on, man. It's bullshit, you know? And hey, you know what? I'm going to say it.
Uh-oh.
Listen, the same guys that are complaining, right? The same dudes that bought a launch Xbox at $500. You're telling me these same guys can't afford $250 to buy a PlayStation? If you're really about that Destiny life, bro, you're going to do like those same. Okay, remember when the PSN was down for like 2 months or whatever, right? What did the Call of Duty guys do? They were about Call of Duty. They bought 360s. There you go. If you really want this game, get the fucking system. It's as simple as that, you know? And if you don't, then don't get it. It's up to you, you know? No one's forcing you. You have a choice here. So this is why I don't see the problem with it. You know, we see
this. I see a problem because I see this. If Phil decides to go back on his idea of like, oh, it's just bad business, and says, you know what, fuck it. We're throwing our Microsoft money at this shit. It can get out of control. And we can go back to seeing like the same thing for almost every game. Every game is going to have exclusive this 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Well, you know what? We're paying for the whole thing like Dead Rising 3. Oh, we're buying. This is our shit. You know, it's like, oh, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, but again, this is, and again, and now this, since the consoles are so cheap, this is why it's a good thing. Just get the, get all the consoles and you'll be all right. Then you don't have to worry about this shit. So let's just be honest now. You know, both of them are really fucking cheap now. You
think about it like this: you can buy two copies of Destiny 2 when it comes out, and the DLC, and it's pretty much the price of a PS4, man.
And what's going to be funny is that the cheapest version of all of this is going to be the PC one, because it's coming.
That's coming.
So it's like the PCs fans are the ones that went out on all this. That'll probably have.
By the way, why would people be shocked about that? Bungie said this shit last year. That they were, considering putting on DLC on PC. I'm like, that pretty much tells you it's coming to PC. People are like, oh, it's coming to PC. Oh my God. It's like, come on, guys.
Well, everybody's got bird memory. You got to reiterate yourself every time just to kind of remind people, because there's so much shit going on.
Too bad it ain't coming out for Switch, though.
Nintendo who? What?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Like Destiny was a, to be fair, Destiny was a huge seller on the Xbox One. It might be one of the best-selling games for Xbox One.
It was a big one.
Remember, physical copy-wise, it sold better on Xbox.
I was so hyped for that game when it came out. I played the demo. I was like, this is it. This is going to be my game. This is Halo in a big world. I was so hyped. And I put in a bunch of hours in the first one. And then I just like, where do I have to go? Go back in. I was just there. Maybe it's something behind it. No, I got to go back in that damn tunnel. I was just here. What is this? Why am I in the same damn area?
The same
It's like you start over with a new mission, but you have to go to the same place over and over again.
That got annoying. So damn annoying.
Place, same enemies.
Yeah, Adam, I'm with you, man. I was disappointed to all.
I was not expecting. I'm like, but there's a vast universe. Can't we go somewhere? Oh, maybe I just got to put in some extra time.
No, you go to Russia.
You know what? It's
interesting because the world was not that good. It was masking itself as a light MMO, and it wasn't really an MMO. It just had aspects of it. People are finally discovering what raids are. People didn't know what raids are. Console gamers didn't really know what raids were. I used to do raids in WoW back in the day. That shit's so freaking addicting. But yeah, man, the repetitive worlds was one of the bad things, and the story was just
non-existent.
The only saving grace of that game is the gameplay.
Oh yeah, the gameplay is fucking tight. That's still probably the best FPS controls of this generation. Fucking smooth, but it's Bungie. What do you expect? Bungie, silky smooth controls, great gameplay, right? But the content wasn't there.
Why don't they just remake Marathon? Fuck.
Yo, man.
Just remake Marathon.
Bring that. Don't worry, they will. They'll bring that to the Switch because they'll be able to support it.
So. The original Marathon, right?
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. You might as well. They're bringing all the old shit for it anyway.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Brian. Hey, Brian. Let me ask you, man. What are you excited about playing Destiny 2 on PC?
It depends how the game is. Because if it's anything like Destiny 1, then why would I? Destiny 1 was a game that, prior to launch, I said, hey, this game looks like some bullshit. And you guys said, oh, no, it's not. It's actually a good game. And then later on, you guys turned and realized that it was some bullshit after I told you that it was some bullshit.
I never said that.
I'm just Manny warned us,
I'm not saying Manny. I'm saying, Tony, Brett, and all sorts. I said, hey.
Yeah, we were duped. We were duped hardcore.
You're duped in, the same way as that I always say, always watch out for a game that wants you to buy it before you even know what the hell it looks like. Because right now, there are pre-orders for the Destiny collector's edition and limited edition bundles.
Oh, it's
how? Why? And there's even talk of a season pass and all sorts. It's
what?
This is AAA nonsense all over again. And it's one of the reasons why I think that I should give some praise to Horizon Zero Dawn is that the game just came out and it was whole. Whereas Destiny is the other end of AAA was the bad end of business of AAA. Of hey, here's a CGI trailer and we'll announce the game. And here's some shit that you can pre-order. And if you pre-order, you get the beta and all that nonsense. Well, the quote-unquote beta access. And then it's just ridiculous. And then they just want you to pony up cash. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fall for the rope-a-dope. Destiny 2... I think will be the same like Destiny 1, just not that iterative. Will like it will not expand on anything. It will not improve anything. It will just be there as like a DLC pushing machine.
And
again,
also during that window, doesn't Battlefront 2 with the story come out?
Yeah, Battlefront 2 got announced.
That's another one that's coming in that window. That's what I'm saying. And there's too many other options. I don't think they're going to get
Red Dead Redemption, man. Fuck that.
Red Dead and the Star Wars and stuff.
But hold on. But going on with Brian said, because again, I saw a couple conversations like this. Dudes were in there going, oh shit, I got to pre-order this game now. I'm so fucking hyped. But people were like, the fuck are you getting hyped for? They didn't show nothing. It's like, no, it's Destiny, bro. It's Destiny. I gotta get this shit. I gotta get the collector's edition. It's crazy, man.
Not for nothing though. I do like that little ghost statue that came with the original game, but that's I'm a toy guy, so
yeah. You know, it's gonna be more of the same shit, bro. You know, it's gonna be more of the same shit. Fuck that.
Is there any way I can get that thing without the actual game?
Of course. Wait on eBay. Go on eBay. Somebody will get it and they'll mark up the price, or somebody at a store will make a knockoff version.
Listen, man, I think I've said this basically. Destiny 1 and The Division, that did it for me. It's like, if you're mostly a multiplayer game, I'm not touching you, man. I'm not falling for that shit. It's the same.
No, man, there's a story. There's the possibility of a story.
Ain't no story, man. Get out of here. I'll read about it.
Is Tyrion going to be on Destiny 2?
Maybe.
Probably not.
No, you know who they get now? They get my man Troy Baker, right?
He'll be there.
Oh, shit.
I didn't remember they had him redo all the lines.
It was North.
Yeah. All right, does anybody else want to say anything about Destiny 2? Because I'm getting tired of talking about it.
No, we're done.
Fuck Destiny 2, man.
All right. It's not your destiny.
Right, let's have some fun now, right? So, I think, I'm forgetting my man's name. Vishan, I think his name is. My man from India, Vishal. Right? Yeah, he's a cool dude. So he sent Chris and I this story. I think he sent it to you too, Carlos. Very interesting, right? So, the story, I'm just going to read the headline, right? And you know, I'll get to the punchline later, but let me just read the headline here. So the headline is Nintendo Switch sales news. PS4 and Xbox One's in serious danger, right? So the story goes that, you know, the Nintendo Switch is selling out faster than PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And the article wonders, oh, shit, is it going to beat both of them, right? Thing is, he's only using numbers for Japan.
Yes.
And as we've always told you guys, don't focus on one region. You got to focus on the entire world. And Chris, this goes back to the shit you said almost 2 years ago. Numbers don't lie, but numbers can be used to lie. And that's a perfect example going on here. So tell us about this bullshit article, man.
It was in Express, the British.
It's a British thing.
But it was
the Express. That's funny.
Brian already knows that.
Yeah. And it was perpetuated. Like Kotaku said it and stuff, and they started sensationalizing it because I started seeing headlines like, "They nearly doubled sales in Japan," and it's like, "How could that be, right?" And then I went and looked at the numbers. I saw the week over week sales, and I don't know if anyone at Kotaku understands math, but in order to double or nearly double sales, the number has to be twice as big as the number before it. Now, they were able to increase sales, but only by like 55 or 60% from week 3 to week 4. That's not nearly double. I don't know. You have an odd definition of double, because double is 100% more, right?
Yeah.
So if you say nearly double, you better get 75 or 80%. Maybe you could say that. Well, it was a misleading headline. It was clickbait article. The Express one was clickbait. And it was nonsense, and I'll explain why. Okay, so – and I made a chart too, but I don't know if I can show it on here.
You can pull it up on share screen. If you have two screens, you could probably fill it up on one screen and then just go into the share screen section and pick the screen that you want.
Chris, if you tweeted that chart out, I'll pull it up.
No, I have it in Excel. Like I had to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can do that. So what you do is you just pull up Excel.
Yeah, I got it open. Well, what do I hit in here?
Okay, and so now on the Google Hangouts thing, you should see a second section that says share screen.
We're gonna get this done, people.
Screen, yeah, like it says chat, then there's a little monitor that says share screen.
There it is.
There you go.
Yeah, there I locked it in there so everybody sees. All right, go ahead. Break this shit down, man.
So the first set of bars, the green bars are all totals, right? So I want everybody to look. The blue, orange, gray, and yellow bars on here is each week. So week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, and then the totals for the month, right?
Yeah.
So here's the Switch week 1, 329,152. And then you have a steep drop off, but all systems do that after the first initial rush. It goes down to 62,000 roughly, then 50,000. Then it has a bump up to 78,000, right? For a total of 519,504. Total sales so far as of this data, which I got, I went, unlike what journalists are supposed to do, I went to the original Japanese site and got these numbers so I could plot this chart. Okay, so what they're comparing it to, you can see PS4 is right next to it. And PS4, its first month. Now, to be fair, this is separated by 3 years. So PS4 launched in Japan on February 22nd, 2014. And these are its first 4 weeks of sales, right? And you can tell it swoops down. So it's 439,810 total for 4 weeks of sales, right? So if you compare it to that, like, there's a lot of things going on with these numbers. First of all, the availabilities of titles at launch, Zelda was pretty strong. And also the Switch is a mobile tablet, basically. So that would do better in Japan than the PS4 would, because I think they're getting tired of consoles. You notice on this chart, I didn't even plot Xbox's numbers in Japan. It would be like 5 and 2. It wouldn't even show up on this graph. So it wasn't important. But I want you guys to look at Wii U, right? This is the Wii U's first 4 weeks of sales. And I want you to notice the week over week, the first week wasn't that great, but the second week and the third week charts way higher than the Switch does in 4 weeks. Mm. And in 4 weeks, so it ended up in its first month, 627,287 units, so almost 630,000. So it destroys the Switch in its first month, right? So what other people were saying, so the dialogue online was, oh, well, it launched in a holiday. Well, guess what? Christmas isn't a big deal in Japan, right? Golden Week is. They have different holidays. Well, Christmas is not the same in Japan as it is here, where it's a gifting season for us and we go out and consume and buy and give all this stuff. That's not how they do things in Japan. And it's mostly for couples to exchange gifts, not giving stuff to your kids and all that shit. So that context is irrelevant to these numbers, right? So then I look at 3DS, which launched in Japan, I believe, at simultaneously as it did in America, and that was March of 2011. So you have apples to apples. So look at the 3DS numbers. It started its first week at 375,000, right? Second week, 209,000, and so on. It trends down. And then its total is 742,000 for its first 4 weeks. So please explain to me what records Nintendo broke, considering their last handheld destroyed the Switch in Japan, by the way, its first 4 weeks. And the Wii U, the abject failure of the system, also destroyed the Switch in its first 4 weeks of sales. So I don't understand. See, this is how you use numbers. This is full context. I even have the Vita on here, right? And the Vita doesn't, it gets close, but it's not quite there. But that's not important. The port is like, compare it to what came before it. So if you don't want to compare the Switch to the PS4 or for whatever reason, your fees, okay, so compare it to what came before it, right? So you want to say, oh, the Wii U came before it. The Wii U destroyed it in its first month of sales. Okay, it's a handheld. Don't compare it to the Wii U. Okay, the 3DS destroyed it even more in its first week of sales. And this 3DS had a pathetic launch lineup. It had three games, Nintendogs, Pilot Wings, and Steel Diver, right? With that launch, it beats it by over 220,000 units in its first month of sales in Japan. In the same month, by the way, in the year.
Wow. Well, there you go, people. Chris, man, great job on the fucking visual aids, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wanted people to see that. I wanted people to understand this is how people use articles to lie. See, so Reggie's making his rounds. He goes on Fox Business, all this stuff, and he's like, we're seeing record-breaking sales. Really? Well, I want to know exactly what records you broke, because this chart here is actual numbers, and I don't see any records being broken. I don't see first week sales being broken or second week, third week. There's only 4 weeks to trend here. So anybody trending this, that this is going to be the next Wii or something, is smoking something very special. I don't know if you took one of the cartridges with the fucking chemical on it and smoked it, and maybe that's how you got that perception. But when you do actual math, when you look at these actual numbers, that is not happening. And then, so, okay, so you say, oh, well, you know, it's doing better than PS4. Yeah, well, PS4 is the number one selling system right now. It is destroying this generation. So if you're trending on that, then you're going to be vastly disappointed, because this is not trending the same way that the Wii or even the Wii U trended. It's trending worse. So in the end, like I said, it probably is, and I said this before, it's probably going to do worse than the Wii U. And we're going to see, they're choking themselves out. There's no supply. There's no systems out there. They said there was going to be no shortages. So let Reggie go around saying his bullshit, how they broke records, and Zelda's the fourth highest rated game on Metacritic, and he's pumping his chest up and whatever. You know, you're killing yourself with your own scarcity. And when you have guys like us, guys who will go in and show you the actual numbers, you see all they're peddling is bullshit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we just turned into like Fox Business News Insider right now, son.
yo, man, you literally, Chris, you're literally Doc Brown explaining time travel on the blackboard right
now. So I have one more statistic. So if people are interested, PS4. Dude,
please. By the way, Brett says he's going to be here for you know, a little bit, but I was hoping he would come into the middle of this and be like, did I just jump into the wrong podcast? Go ahead, man. What's up?
Okay, so PS4, right? Launched in, like I said, Japan in February. But
yeah, by the way, I found that interesting. It actually launched in Japan after it came out in America. Very interesting.
Right, exactly. It launched in 2014, February. But November 15th of 2013 came out in North America. And I want to point out that is when, in North America alone, PS4 sold 1 million units in 24 hours. Woo! In a day, just in North America. So its first month globally, which is, by the way, only Europe and the other regions and here, not Japan, it hit 2,136,000 units sold in its first month of sales. So I want everybody, you hear this, the guys at Express, I don't know if you listen to the show, but this is how math works. 2 million is a way larger number, not nearly double. Let's try quadruple what the Switch just did this month. Okay.
And yeah, that's where's your records, right? Come on, man.
Yeah. And in its second month, it did even better. It sold 2.4 roughly million units. So in less than 2 months, that goes into holiday 2013. And for us, yes, Christmas is a big holiday season. It sold 4.5 million units in less than 2 months. So that's context for you.
Bam. Throw down. I'm telling you, man, we bring those facts, man. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah,
fucking amazing. All right. It's a bullshit article, so I'm glad Chris broke that down. All right, let's move on to some more bullshit.
Okay. Well, man, we should just call ourselves Penn and Teller.
I was actually thinking that too. Like, we should use, like, we're like the bullshit of video games, you know. We break all this shit down. Now, our boy Michael Pachter, right, saying some shit.
Pack attack.
Half of it was right. The other half was like, no, dude, come on. Okay, so he's going out there saying that the Scorpio's power isn't going to matter in the long run, right? Because, you know, most people don't have 4K TVs and stuff. I've said this numerous times, right? But it's the other half of the shit that he's saying. I'm like, no, I don't know about that. Actually, Brian, you want to jump in here because you were like, oh, here's Captain Obvious saying the obvious again. Go ahead, man.
No, I was just saying that it's Captain Obvious just saying some dumb shit.
Yeah,
because I just like skimmed through like the whole thing, and I was like, okay, let's see like what his point is, and his general point is that there's no difference between 1080p and 4K, which is something that I've been through so many times now that I just like, okay, you know what, I'm done with that argument. It's a dumb argument. Only people that don't know tech make that argument. There's hundreds of reasons why there's a big difference, and he's like, oh. Unless you're sitting like, or you have like a massive like 50-inch TV, then there's no difference. It's like,
yeah, massive 100-inch TV, yeah.
It makes like a difference. Like, okay, just one small example is actually like one of the techniques that the PS4 actually uses when you're running it in like 1080p mode is that if you have, it's basically if you have like a 4K or like a 1900p or sorry, 8K. Okay, you have like the image from the PS4 Pro. What happens is that if it renders at the same size, like no matter what screen you tell to output as, but then what happens is that on 1080p, it takes the image and then it compresses it down, and hence why PS4 Pro running at 1080p looks better than PS4 normal running at 1080p, because like all the anti-aliasing, so like all the jagged edges are fixed and all sorts. So that's one reason why having like a larger resolution output on any size screen like makes a big difference because it makes things look cleaner. And this is something that many people have pointed out multiple times. And if you go back to one of the throw down your questions, where someone asked if you could like make games at any like resolution and size, then what would you have? It's one of the reasons why I turned around and said I would have 4K 60 because of the multi-sampling. And that's pretty much it. And I was just like, okay, Michael Pachter, go ahead and spew your bullshit. I'm done. Just listen to you. I no longer consider him like any valuable input anymore. Either he states the obvious, like, hey, I think there might be a new Call of Duty this year. It's like, really? Really? Like, you get paid to like tell people that there might be a Call of Duty again, as there has been for the past, 10 years now?
Yeah, basically.
So yeah, I no longer just give a damn about what he says. He can say, the sun will come up tomorrow. I'll be like, well, really? You're an analyst? Tell me that the sun will rise tomorrow? Fuck me.
Here's my thing, my problem with this thing, right? I don't think he got into the right reason why PlayStation, why the Scorpio's power isn't going to matter, right? And I've talked about this on Thor, and I'm going to talk about it again, right? Okay, let's talk about third parties at this point, right? I'm not going to say no because some third party may, but for the vast majority of third parties, right, they're not going to go, hey, let's put extra resources into the Scorpio, make that look infinitely better than PlayStation 4 Pro. That's not going to happen. They're going to try to compare them down. And also, you got to remember that the Scorpio games are also going to be on the Xbox One, regular Xbox One, right? They're not going to put all these crazy resources into making this thing look so much better when they got to make games across multiple platforms, right? So you're not going to see the games really like live up to their potential from third parties. That's not going to happen. With first parties, you're going to get better looking games for sure. But the thing is, you're going to get better looking versions of those games on a PC, right? So in that sense, that's why I'm like, I don't think the power is necessarily going to matter too much, right? And of course, there's also the price. Michael Pachter didn't talk about the price here. You know, people are going to be like, which one do I get? Obviously, Scorpio's going to sell like fucking hotcakes when it first comes out, right? After that, you know, because I still predict it's going to be between $500, $600, and it's going to be two SKUs of that. I don't think it's going to be a huge sell. Even Microsoft flat out said, hey, our biggest seller is still going to be the Xbox One S. That's what they expect the big seller to be, right? So that's why I'm saying, yeah, they're bigger and bulkier and all this other shit, but it won't really matter because the third parties aren't going to look any better outside of maybe some kind of like deals or whatever. And the first parties are going to look great. Don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure a good chunk of those will be the promised 4K 60 frames a second, but you're still going to get better looking versions of those on PC.
But I think it still doesn't even matter. I mean, the history has proven that it doesn't matter if you're the biggest, baddest.
It doesn't.
Look at the Game Boy when that came out, and then you had the Game Gear. Game Gear was in fucking color.
To clarify, PlayStation 4, this generation is an anomaly, right? Because the PlayStation 4 is the biggest selling system, and it's also the most powerful. We've never seen that before. No. Usually, actually, most of the time, the weakest one is the most popular.
Look at the 360. The 360 was weaker than the 360, PS3.
Bro, the Wii was the biggest selling one of that generation, and it was the shittiest. Yeah, you know, shittiest
one. Well, I mean, it was also the price point that did it. I mean,
the price point was there too.
The thing is that the PlayStation was the more powerful console on the market, but it was also $100 cheaper than the one that was supposedly, you know, the one that was less powerful.
Or $100 more expensive, yeah.
Yeah.
So PS2, right? The game. I'm going back. PS2, right? Compared to the GameCube and Xbox, right? It wasn't anywhere near close. It still sold more, right?
I think for that PlayStation 2 situation, they already had a lock on the market already. They were already considered over the hill by the time fucking God of War came around, and that's when Xbox came around. You know?
Yeah, but power doesn't necessarily mean success.
Yeah,
success is usually dictated by price point.
By the games.
So the thing is that what did you have at launch of PlayStation? You had a couple of known games. There obviously some of them weren't very good, but also it was the cheaper price point, you know?
Yeah.
Here's something I was thinking about with this whole Scorpio thing. I have a feeling we're gonna see a bunch of new exclusives from Microsoft. They're keeping it real low key. And yeah,
so you, like, wait, oh, Adam, before you go on, so you think you're gonna flat out lie?
No. I don't think they're gonna lie. I think it will come out eventually for the Xbox One. I just don't think it'll be at the same time.
Ooh,
it's gonna be okay. A time exclusive. That's gonna be the workaround.
And you think that's gonna piss people off?
I don't know.
Are you saying that they're gonna time exclusive?
But they're not gonna say it that way. They're not gonna say it. I think they're gonna say, "Hey, we wanted to show you what the Scorpio can do. Here's some amazing games working on a Scorpio, and will in the future show up on Xbox One."
That's a great way to cut off your consumer base.
Hey, I know.
Yeah,
you're gonna be there. They're not saying
that. You ever seen any company do something like that?
Right? There you go. But I have a feeling they're going to have to do something.
You want to talk about anti-consumer shit?
Yeah,
It's still coming. And it's still going to be backward compatible. And you'll still be able to play all those games and re-download them and play it on there. So they'll say, hey, if you get this, you can still download your Xbox One. Hell, you can still download your 360 games on it. But the new exclusives right now, it could be just a test. Yes, maybe two games. I'm thinking maybe two games. But like, hey, these right now, the first few months it's going to be on the Scorpio. Later, maybe they'll say like an actual season, maybe in the fall, they'll come down for the Xbox One. But right now, we focused all our attention to get off for the Scorpio so we could show you the power and blah, 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 and put the spin on it.
Yeah, but why? So using your logic, why would Microsoft even give it a year exclusivity?
No year.
Or why not? Why wouldn't they release it day and date?
Day and date because they want people to get the Scorpio version. They want people to jump on it.
Think about it like this: how many?
Didn't they just say that? But the thing is, it totally goes against what they just said about
exactly
the One S being the console that was going to make them.
It's still going to sell. But that's the same thing that Sony said. Sony said, you know, the Pro is going to be there, but it's not going to be the outselling, you know, the
but you don't have Pro only games, bro.
Not yet, because they didn't hype it that way.
You got to go with what they've said at this point.
Exactly.
You can't just hype hypothetical like that, bro.
Who is hyping how strong their system is? Who is?
Well, they are, but Adam, so let me get this straight. Just from a business standpoint, right? So you're going to make a game exclusive to a platform that only has maybe at launch 500,000 people compared to 29 million. That's what you're telling me right now? Adam, come on, you're trolling right now, bro. I'm telling you.
They're going to have to throw a curveball. They're going to have to throw something to get a hype, and it's going to be a game that everybody's going to want, and it's going to be a console seller.
No one is going to buy a $500, $600 system for one game, bro.
You right? There was people that did it. There's people that do shit.
When
somebody goes out there and buys a $700, $800 video card, pretty much doing the same shit.
But that's not the PC guys, the person that you're going with, man.
Yeah, you're going for the, you know, I mean, granted, the Scorpio is supposed to be for the more hardcore, like, console guys, but they're still console guys. They're not console guys.
Yeah, it's like it's something you call premium for the sake of calling premium, but really it's not that much of an improvement. I'm going to say this right now. The Scorpio is going to be comparable to the PlayStation Pro.
Let me add a conjunction to Tony's statement. Nope. Tony said, "No one's gonna buy a console, a $500, $600 console for one game, and they're not gonna buy a console where the fucking company just blatantly lied to them, they're essentially blackmailing them to buy the console to play the games now
from the same company." No.
That's
no, I don't think so. I think
we
there's
are going to see
this is what's gonna this going is to what's gonna surprised. Happen.
Andy, what's gonna happen, man?
This is what's gonna happen. To go a little bit off of what Adam said, they probably are going to try to get the people to, you know, the gamer people to go up there. Like, you're gonna see maybe one of those exclusives, maybe Crackdown might be that killer app that takes advantage of the power of the Scorpio. So, you know, you get extra tessellation, you get extra draw distance, you get all that stuff. Oh, that's the sort of stuff.
Hold on, Manny, I'm gonna jump on what you said, because I think you're onto something here. I think they will have, you know, a couple of games that really take advantage of the Scorpio, but they're not going to lock out the Xbox One guys.
Exactly. You know, it's not gonna lock them out.
That would be suicide. You can't do that.
It's all about they're not going to say it that way. It's all about the spin. I think they're going to say that
if you can't spin it when you have an Xbox One and you can't buy years, you know, Halo 6.
Adam,
it's not going to be Halo 6. It's going to be new.
Xbox is not in the lead right now. Like, if this was Sony, they're like.
I think that's probably more of a reason to do that.
Like, think
about this. They when it came to the Xbox One S, we knew about it. They announced it. They were like, oh, yeah, this is coming, this and this. They have a special day. They purposely changed their E3 date to be before everyone else for a fucking reason. And it's not just to talk about a box.
Because they didn't want Sony capitalizing their shit, about it. Man.
I'm telling you, they have a damn Hail Mary card. They have something.
They're not going to do something that stupid, bro.
I believe they would, because they have nothing else to lose right now.
They're, you know why they're doing it? Because they're releasing a console.
Yeah, and it's got to be special. It's got to be something special with it. Think about it. It just has to be something special. Because if not, then you'll be like, you know what? I'll just wait till the price goes down. I have my Xbox One. I got an S. I'll wait till the price goes down.
Enthusiast Xbox guys. The guys you see with the little purple M's, they're going to buy that shit day one, right?
It's not going to be enough. But,
yeah. We'll have to see, though. But you can't. They're not going to do something special. Like that. But I'm telling you right now, that is stupid.
I hope
that is
you're
bad
right.
business, bro.
But I have a feeling they're going to do something drastic. Because they already did something drastic that no one thought was going to happen, and to have their exclusive IPs on the damn PC, and nobody saw that.
Really drastic, though, bro.
Damn right. We just talked about it last show. That is drastic. Because then why do you need to get an Xbox altogether?
Look, it's a big move, but I don't think it's drastic like that. You know,
it's coming out. You know what? The fact that you could do it on launch. It's one thing if they say, you know what, it's going to be on console first, and then there'll be a time, then you can get on a PC. Okay. But no, same day, console and PC. And we all agreed, if you have a PC and you don't have an Xbox, and you're not going to get it. You're going to get it on the PC. So the fact that they did that, a lot of people to this day think that was one of the worst decisions they've made. So if they're willing to do that, the sky's the limit. I'm telling you.
I doubt that. But anyway, we go off into crazy town right there. Anybody else have any thoughts on this?
Bill Gates is coming back.
Crazy Town was a shitty band. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Rock is going to come out and unveil the Scorpio like he did with the other one. So.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, no, just a simple thing. Microsoft is trying to build an ecosystem. If they do what you suggested, they would destroy it.
Yeah, it's over.
They'll do it.
Yeah.
They'll do it. They'll do it. They'll destroy it.
Yeah, you got to look at the business side. They're not going to
look at the business. Like, Joe, they did a horrible business.
So you're potentially going to go, okay, we're going to go with 500,000 consumers as opposed to 30 million. That's what you're telling me.
For one game, two games. I'm not saying it's going to be a continuous thing. I'm saying a launch title for this system.
Yeah, I want to see riots, bro. No fucking
maybe. If it's an indie game, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Halo 6, man.
No, I never said Halo 6. You said that. I never said Halo. I said they're going to have a new IP.
It's a big title.
It's got to be new, though. New. Not a fucking clone.
So even with a new IP, though, bro.
Clone. He even said, Phil Spencer said, we have new IPs coming to this thing. He said that on an Unlocked podcast when they interviewed him. He said, we have new IPs coming to it.
When was that podcast?
2 weeks ago. When he was on, if you look it up, right. He was on, and he said
I seriously doubt they're going to forsake the bigger install base for the smaller one. That makes no fucking sense, bro.
I'm telling you, it's going to be
it makes no fucking sense.
It's going to be new.
Again, I think one it's of them just even hinted
that everybody wants, and it's new.
They're not going to do that. They're not doing that.
I think there's just going to be one of those killer sorts of games that are going to be, you know, take advantage of it, but I don't think they're going to do something as drastic as cut off half their fan base.
If they do something like that, then it'll be
at its core is what they've been calling anti-consumer.
But if they do it,
it's almost as stupid as saying, what about your previous Xbox? You know, what about, you know, if you don't want always online, use an Xbox 360.
Yeah,
that's the same sort of thing.
Oh, wait, I need to jump in real quick because Brian Wilson, who's in the chat right now, great point. He goes, the thing that Adam isn't taking into account is that Microsoft really has to stay in people's good graces. They can't alienate the fan base by withholding top games on Scorpio. Yeah, exactly. They can't
and do not, that. And not. It will come to the Xbox One.
But even dude, you can't do shit like that.
Hey, you right? can't say that.
Dude, you have Xbox fans crying because the Destiny DLC.
Yeah, exactly.
That still happened.
Listen, Adam, I'm gonna meet you halfway. The only way I could see something like this is like, okay, we're gonna put this game a week before launch on Scorpio. Then maybe.
Okay.
Then
how about maybe this? How about if they pull a spin on it like this? This game comes with this system to show you the power of it. That's it. Everything was designed in this game to show.
So they're breaking, the power promising of it. Every game on Scorpio will also be on Xbox One.
This is special. It's used as like a demo. You know, it's going to show you the power of this, like Robbie the Robot. This is going to show you
everything. They can't alienate their
Robbie fans, the Robot though. Didn't sell consoles either.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, let's move on. This is getting stupid now.
Yeah, it's getting stupid.
It's getting dumb. We're going to just dumb speculation. All right. The last thing, I brought this in for fun. Okay, so the PlayStation 4 is the leader in media coverage. Even with the Switch out, the PS4 gets the most coverage out there. Media bias! Oh, my God! You know, but the thing is, like, why is this news? Obviously, the biggest selling system is going to be the one catching more headlines. And plus, what's happened with PlayStation just this year, right? You had all these fucking games drop. Of course it's going to get more coverage, you know?
Yeah. So what's going on? Who's saying this?
A bunch of sites, you know, they're all reporting this. So that's why I'm like, okay, that's great. But everybody, like, it's so obvious why it's happening. Sony had, what, 6 exclusives dropped this year alone? Of course they're getting fucking coverage, man. Come on, you know? It's stupid. Another thing we're calling bullshit on, you know? It's like, okay, yeah, that's a fact, but is it really news, guys? Really?
It's not a bias because we spent the whole last generation just looking at the news coverage over the Wii.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask, what has been big news in Sony's world so far?
What happened?
Lately.
What has been Sony's biggest news? They've had like games? 6 fucking – yeah, they've had games.
If I'm looking at this article correctly, and tell me if I'm wrong, this is talking about a weekly basis since the Switch has been released, right? Like, tell me what Sony has done, because Horizon came out before the Switch, didn't it? Or right about like the same time?
3 days. Yeah, 3 days.
Okay, so since Horizon, what big news?
Neo?
They had Nier that came out. Neo came out around the same time. Yeah. Persona 4 is about to drop.
Gravity Rush 5.
Excuse me, my bad.
Which is the Switch 2, though?
What happened?
Isn't Persona 5 coming to the Switch?
Nope.
It's coming to the Vita.
No, it's not. It's coming to PS3. It's coming to PS3.
Sorry.
Well, you can play it on your Vita, you know.
Atlas already made that statement. It's not coming to the Switch.
No, it's not coming to the Switch. That's the article that I saw. I was like, I just read something about this.
Yeah, so that's the reason why. They again, like Brian said, games. They've been releasing a ton of games, so that makes a lot of sense.
They've been doing what people have been complaining about that they're not doing. Which is not having games.
Yeah, exactly. I do find the study surprising in the sense of that I personally just seen more Switch coverage, right? But then again, that I guess I just focus more on it because it's brand new. But I guess there it is. But again, it's the biggest selling console. They've had a ton of fucking games this year.
MLB The Show.
Yeah, The Show. That's right. That just came out. You know. By the way, Vishal wanted us to talk about that, but it's like there's not anything to say about it. It's a baseball game that comes out every year.
it's probably one of the better baseball games too.
It's the only one,
they think they made another.
What about Ken Griffey Jr. baseball, man?
What about It's So Real? What about that one?
Yeah, right, you're Sammy Sosa.
Playing home run
Sosa baseball game.
That home run derby thing on Ken Griffey Jr. baseball was a shit, man.
Yeah, man. They talked about that in the Sega book too, man. Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, they put that. They even talked about how they did the Joe Montana with Madden, and they used the same engine and everything. And the Montana sold more than the Madden, and it's the same damn game.
It's the same game. You know? But yeah, there's not really much to say. I just find that funny because every day on my Twitter feed, I see her. Sony is getting positive coverage. Media bias, media bias, media bias. Well, there's your proof, guys.
But then at the same time, like, remember back when the PS3 like first launched and all the Sony fans were complaining that the PS3 got negative.
Yep, I remember that.
People like hated the PS3 and it's like media bias, media bias.
Yeah.
It's funny how like things like swings around, like one side claims this is like wrong and then it switches. Like the whole thing with timed exclusive games. It's like
that's right.
When it's on like the Xbox 360, the PlayStation fans were all up in arms, and then now it's the other way around, and now it's like the Xbox fans are all up in arms. It's like they're both the same people. It's weird. It's like this. No, they're all just both so similar. It's ridiculous. It's like it's just that.
Brian, there's a word for those kind of people. Fanboys. Fanboys. Fanboys are the same, man.
It's just it's just so weird. It's like, oh, Xbox gets negative coverage. It's like media bias. It's like, yeah, but you guys didn't say that when the PS3 got that. Like when the PS3 was getting like crapped on. Like you didn't say, oh, PS3 is getting negative coverage. It's media bias. It's like, no, you guys were like, ha ha ha, PS3 sucks. It's like, wow.
PS3 has no games. There's like hundreds of those articles out.
Yeah, PS3.
Well, yeah, and to be honest, PS3 had it way worse. You literally had fucking like guys like the guy who created Steam saying the PlayStation is fucking dead. Yeah, even Activision saying bullshit like that too.
That guy didn't even like Microsoft. He hated that.
He didn't like consoles though.
But I believe that PC Gamer in 2006 said that the PS3 was the worst technological blunder ever created in video games.
Wow, so, even more than the Virtual Boy, huh?
Yeah, was that before or after the hack? Maybe they were just referring to like the software and the fact it got hacked.
No. They were initially the criticism came from when I think somebody at AMD commented that the cell made no sense. Like having asymmetrical cores really doesn't make any sense. And so Gabe Newell jumped on it and said that it was a dumb design and it was a dumb system. And then everybody just ran with it, right? So that's where that came from.
Yeah. And then the other one was PlayStation owners don't buy games. Now it's the other way around. Now it's Xbox guys not buying games. It's just funny. Basically, if the pendulum swings again the other way around, you're going to see the same shit just from different sides. But the same exact rhetoric, you know? Very interesting. Fanboys. This is why I say just buy every console, man, and you don't have to worry about that shit. Don't be a fanboy. Be a fanboy of games. Don't be a fanboy of fucking consoles. It's stupid.
Yep. It's just like some people have cars and a truck.
Yeah, you can have both.
Yep, you can have both. I'm like, oh, no!
All right, okay, so that's going to pretty much do it for this episode. So let's get to this contest, man. All right.
Yeah.
So, Manny, the only clue is what system was this for, Nintendo or Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo.
Okay, so again, we're going to show you a picture, right, and we're going to play some music, right? And if you get it right, you will get a copy of this, Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America, chronicling the history of Nintendo from the beginning up until the Wii. So there you go, Manny, just, you know, get it all set up and stuff.
If yes, good, sir.
You need me to fill in some more?
Well, I'm just going to post the picture right now.
All right. All right. So there's the picture. Go. You know?
And then here is the music.
Manny, perfect, perfect, perfect. All right. Again, if you guys are in the chat right now, don't answer. Please don't answer. Right? If you know what game that is, send me your answers to tony@thecoalition.com. That's the coalition with a K.com. I want to give you guys some time. Even if somebody gets it right now, I'm going to wait because I want to give you guys that are listening some time to possibly get this. So, yeah, tony@thecoalition.com. Once again, if you get the answer correct, you will win a copy of Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America. Good luck to everybody. Hopefully, we'll have a winner by Sunday, you know? And let's see, I think, yeah, don't say it in the chat, guys. I'm telling you, you're going to get disqualified real quick. All right. Before we end the show, I still got to bring this up. Manny, you brought this to my attention. A couple other guys said, this is just for fun, not video game related. Okay. You guys know how we feel about pineapple on pizza on this fucking show, mm-hmm. right? to quote Brett, you're a communist if you like that, right? We're not down with that shit, right? Now, you know, there's been a big war happening. It's very strange. It's been happening even outside of Throwdown and shit, right? I don't know why, but anyway, so I think the war has already been decided, right? Gordon Ramsay, you guys know him, right? The crazy foul-mouthed chef, right? Probably one of the greatest chefs in the world. He goes on some, was it his own show, right?
He has his own show, yeah.
He has a bunch of shows.
So he was, ordering pizza, right? And he was asking the audience, hey, what do you guys want on the pizza? And somebody goes, pineapple. He's like, the fuck is wrong with you? You don't put pineapples on pizza.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. That kills the whole conversation.
One of the greatest chefs in the world said
it. Yeah. That segment was funny because afterwards he's like, seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you? There you go. That kills the whole conversation. It's over. Pineapples do not belong on fucking pizza.
Fruit in general do not belong on pizza. No apples, no fruit,
none of that shit.
Yeah.
You know, like either meat or vegetables, even vegetables I'm a little iffy on, you know.
I like mushrooms.
And that's acceptable. That's acceptable. You know, when I'm saying like
tomatoes. Yeah.
What happened?
Tomatoes.
Well, tomatoes are kind of already in there.
Yeah,
No, I mean like slice and stuff. Not like
I'll accept that.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, I'll accept that.
Or olives, like a supreme. When you get like a pizza supreme,
no, and fuck olives.
Yeah, I
yo, Chris, thank you, man. I fucking hate
olives. Here's the thing, and this is how you know I'm being a little objective. I hate olives, but I could understand it on a pizza. That's still something you would put on because again, pizza. What is it? It's a lot of fucking fat and protein, right? Yeah, I understand olives. I fucking hate olives, but I would accept that over fucking pineapples. Like, wait, no.
Yo, Kello, jalapenos are the shit, man. Let's get that straight. Jalapenos on pizza is good as
hell. Give me heartburn. It gives me heartburn.
Yeah, I can't, me and Chris, you can vouch for it because we're pussies when it comes to that shit. Yeah. But jalapenos are perfectly acceptable. That's fine.
If you can put green peppers, then yeah, you can put jalapenos.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, vegetables or meat on a pizza, fine. Go nuts. Fruit, get that shit off.
I don't want the strawberries on my fucking pizza, man.
No, fruit doesn't belong at all. That
shit. Right? Like, it's the same concept as pineapple.
It is.
Like,
you're right. It's the exact same concept, man. Get that shit off my pizza, bro.
I mean,
I like strawberries. No, yeah. Keep them shit off my pizza.
You know what? It's because they've been watching too much Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where they're having, like, fluff and pineapple pizzas.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, God. Yeah. Remember, which Ninja Turtles? Because the old school Ninja Turtles used to have anchovies on their shits.
No, the old school Ninja Turtles used to...
Stuff. They would
the old Ninja Turtles used to eat, like, pregnant woman pizzas, you know?
oh, God.
Okay.
Shout out to Bacon, man.
Yep. Ooh, man. All right, man, let's wrap this up. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Throwdown Show. Links are available in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
I'll see you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Spring anime season starts in 2 days.
Yes.
Brett Murdoch. He just clocked out. Later, yes. People. Adam Vail.
It's WrestleMania weekend. Get ready.
Fucking you, bun.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, man. We did the WrestleCast. 5 hours
WrestleCast coming in.
It was a long one, but we broke down every match.
How you going to do a 3-hour podcast?
It wasn't our plan. It's just we got two pay-per-views, and just one of them happens to be 5 hours. So there's 7 hours of wrestling, not including all the pre-shows. So we're looking maybe 9 hours total of wrestling. Crazy.
I'm going to condense that one.
Yeah, so it's going to be a crazy weekend. So yeah, remember that.
Right, and Brian Manjoma.
I have no small doubt, Phil. Just don't pre-order Destiny 2.
There you go.
That's I'm with that. Fuck that. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Later.
Later.
Later.